Dante King trained over 1,000 San Francisco Police Department captains, lieutenants, sergeants, and unsworn staff over a period of 2.5 years ending in 2019. This week, he told a meeting of the San Francisco Police Commission that he encountered anti-black sentiment and worse from 60% to 70% of the SFPD staff he trained.
The entirety of this 2.5 year experience led my employees and me to understand and conclude that there are both covert and underlying tenets of disdain, resentment, disrespect, and anger towards Black people overall in many cases, and especially Black people who reside in San Francisco's institutionally and structurally racist, impoverished communities. My employees and I got the impression that in some cases, there are even individuals on the force who have enjoyed having a career that allows them to patrol, exert power over, and harm Black people.
King said many officers pushed back when presented with educational content in his class on the historical role racism has played in the evolution of law enforcement. He said many reacted with anger, denied historical disenfranchisement of Black populations, and reinforced narratives of Black people as criminals by nature. Some had to be ordered by senior officers to attend the class, and he described an instance where a group of 7 to 10 white male sergeants used class time to express discontent about fellow officers who they had perceived were promoted, not on the basis of merit, but in order to meet racial diversity quotas. Public defender Julie Tran says she had attended that very training as an observer. She corroborated his statements during her public comment.
When we broke into groups at the end, we broke into 5 working groups, and we were asked to talk about solving a problem involving race and the police. And 3 of the 5 working groups wanted to talk about why white sergeants were not being promoted on the basis of testing. And that really troubled me, that that's what was taken away from that training by some of them. So I know that it has improved, and I know that it will continue to improve because of your good work.
Many of King's observations had been previously made public because of a leaked email from him to the San Francisco police chief and the director of the Department of Human Resources, which was published by the San Francisco Examiner in February of this year. King told the commissioners he did not leak the email. He said the way that article was received by both the SFPD and the public was crushing and harmful to his public reputation. Police Chief Scott apologized to King for the emotional toll the public disclosure had on him and his family. Scott added that an independent researcher had been hired by SFPD to examine their implicit bias training and recently reported that positive progress had been made as a result of King's work. Rebecca Young, co-chair of the Racial Justice Committee at the San Francisco Public Defender's Office, commended King for his statements before the police commission.
We are going to be reaching out to you, sir, because your voice tonight just confirmed and corroborated the 12-year-olds, the 14-year-olds, the 16-year-old clients I have had who have told me about being stopped for no reason and being searched on the streets of Sunnydale, the Bayview, and Western Addition.
Young also said that the commission has a responsibility to decommission officers who cannot do their job without racially discriminating against civilians. San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who works closely with the Public Defender's Office, recently announced that Officer Terrence Stangel was being charged with felony assault and battery for beating Dakari Spears, a Black man, last year. This is the 3rd such charge or indictment against SFPD officers in the past several weeks. No previous San Francisco district attorney has indicted officers for killing or brutalizing civilians. I'm Chris Lieb reporting for KPFA.